You know, it's good to agree. It's good to agree. Amen. Thank you, Bill. It's good to agree. Amen. Jesus said, whatever you bind on earth will be bound, and whatever you loose will be loosed. In fact, let's turn there very quickly. It's Matthew 16, I think. And that one will need open song for that, Graham. Matthew 16 and verse 18. Jesus says this, and I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. And verse 18, Jesus says this, and I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. Do you know that wherever the gates of Hades seem to have established themselves in a community, Jesus takes note. Wherever there is a community that is being overrun with darkness, you are the one who carries Christ in you, the hope of glory. You have been called out. The word church in Greek is ekklesia, which means called out one. You are the called out ones. You are the church. You are the called out one. And wherever you go, you are the church. And the gates of Hades will not overcome you. The gates of Hades will not prevail against you, because you are the called out one. You have Jesus within you, wherever you go. But friends, it's no good just hearing that as knowledge. We need to agree with it. The gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you. We're so desperately asking God to do things. God, please do this. God, please do that. He gave us the keys. I will give you the keys. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Now, He's given us the keys to the kingdom of heaven. But now He says, after that, whatever you bind on earth, I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth. Friends, we are coming into a revelation, an understanding that the kingdom of heaven is closer than we think. It's closer than we realize. But we need the scripture to be opened to us. The truth of the gospel. It's called, Jesus would say, the good news of the kingdom has come to you. This good news is the good news of the kingdom. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. It is available to you on earth. It's not just when you die. It's available to you now. But friends, I'd like us to see the keys of the kingdom. The keys of the kingdom are this. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. We have the power. We have been given the keys to bind heavenly things, to loose heavenly things. Friends, agreement is so important. And so when, I just like to encourage you, when someone is prophesying, prophecy is a proclamation. I loved what Peter said 2 weeks ago. He said, we don't pray as though we're begging God for something. We don't pray for victory. We proclaim from victory. And friends, prophecy is proclaiming the victory that Jesus won for us on the cross. And so we can proclaim that victory in every area of society. and we proclaim it. So when I was prophesying earlier, and when others prophesy, they proclaim the promises and purposes of God. Friends, it's good to agree. It's good to agree with our mouths. Amen. Amen. Yes, yes, God. You'll hear people say things like, yay, God. Yes, God. Yeah, God. Come on. That's good, friends. We don't want to get religious about it, because it can just become another religious duty. Amen. Amen. But it's important, friends, that we recognize we need to agree with the promises and purposes of God. Amen. Amen. Come on. Amen. And that's about it. Because we are out of time. What we're going to do now is, Ryan, if we could just take up the offering for this evening. But just before we do that, you can come up. But I'd like us all to do something together. We're going to do a prophetic declaration. And I'd like you to take your, if you have anything that you're going to be putting in the offering this evening, whether it's your tithe, whether it's your offering, or just use the hand, just raise your hand, and I'd like you to say this with me. Graham, if you could put that prophetic declaration up. Can you guys read that at the back? Murray? Alan? Can you read it? Okay. Let's just read it out together. When I go, I'd like us to proclaim this together. All right? Let's go. I declare to my world and the people around me that I am an almighty son of the Most High God. I am 100% qualified because of what Jesus did for me on my behalf. I declare that wherever I go, I will change atmospheres because of who I have become in Him. I declare that this money I give and all the money I ever give is not out of fear, but of faith in the character of God. I declare and prophesy that all my needs shall be met according to how rich and gracious God is. I prophesy to my work, job, and financial situation, supernatural success, prosperity, and provision. I prophesy that I will be a blessing to many, because my God has blessed me to be a blessing and has called me to see His kingdom manifest here on earth. For the sake of Your kingdom, O God, in Jesus' name we proclaim it. Amen. Amen. Thanks, guys. We need to get passionate about this stuff, friends. And this is where I believe I don't want to say where many people have gone wrong, but this is where I disagree with some influences at times. People have become so aggressive that it's almost it leans more on how aggressive you are than it does on what you believe and what Jesus did for you. All right, but I do believe that it's a combination of what Jesus did on the cross and our believing it and activating it and doing it. Amen. That's what the scripture is saying here in Matthew 16. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Friends, that is a profound truth. Is there, how many of you just, if you had a picture of heaven, how many of you think that there is sorrow in heaven? Any hands? Is there sorrow in heaven? No, there's no sorrow in heaven. Depression? There's no depression in heaven. Lack? What about lack? The streets are lined with gold. There's no lack in heaven. And heaven is a kingdom where God reigns. And God is seated on the throne. It's a kingdom of heaven. How many of you think there's sickness in heaven? There is not an ounce of sickness in heaven. How many of you think the devil's in heaven? Are there demons in heaven? No, there are no demons in heaven. Friends, we've been given the keys to the kingdom of heaven. That is a profound truth. we, you and I, look at your hands right now. I've been given the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Just say that after me. I've been given the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Father, help me unlock the kingdom of heaven wherever I go. Father, help me unlock the kingdom of heaven wherever I go. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Now, this is completely not my preach. I had a preach called The Importance of a Renewed Mind. And I had lots of scripture and lots of fancy points, but Holy Spirit is doing something else. And I didn't study the scripture before I came here this evening, so I am trusting Holy Spirit for interpretation as He reveals this to me. But I believe this. I would propose to you this. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven literally means what you do here on earth, what you bind here on earth will be bound in the heavenly realms, in the supernatural realm, in the spiritual realm. You're not just, it's more than just words. What you're doing is actually spiritual. What you're doing is impacting and making an impact in the spiritual realm. Now, how's this? What's the difference between bind and loose? Bind means to bind something up, to tie it up and say, okay, stop. There's a leak and it's flooding your house and you bind up the hole. You stop the leak, right? So, that speaks to me of the influence of the demonic, because Jesus wants us to stop the forces of darkness. The forces of Hades, the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. And so that speaks to me that you're going to stop the forces of darkness. And it makes sense because it is on earth. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. So you've got all of heaven backing you that when you bind that which is of the devil, it will be bound in heaven. You have the ability to bind the works of Satan and his demonic forces here on earth. Whatever you bind on earth. Satan and his demons quiver at this message. Because the power is coming back to the church, to the people. I said to somebody this morning that the church is coming back to a place where the guy sitting in the back row has as much power, if not more, than the guy preaching. Absolutely. The role of the preacher is to simply get that guy at the back to be operating in a greater power than the guy who's preaching. It's the role of a preacher. Preachers to simply proclaim the gospel, preach the good news, so that those that are listening are empowered and they become the church, the body of Christ. My friend, you are qualified. Don't think I'm not qualified. You are. Wherever you are, you have the ability to bind the works of the devil. Now the second part of that is, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Loose means the opposite of bind. It means to open up. So what do you think that means? We have the ability to unleash heaven on earth. Diamonds, gold dust are just the beginning. People healed, people raised from the dead, families restored, marriages restored, completely lost marriages restored. The kingdom of heaven invading those areas. That's loosing the kingdom of heaven. We've been given these keys, friend, to bind the work of the devil and to loose the kingdom of heaven. And that's our prayer here in this church. This is why we preach the gospel so radically. That's why we believe the gospel is such an important message, because the gospel qualifies you. It's the gospel of grace, the gospel of the good news of the kingdom. It qualified you. Nothing you can physically do can separate you from the love of the Father. You are qualified. God loves you, and all of heaven backs you. All of heaven is behind you. And that is the most empowering message in the universe. I know that it's going over a lot of your heads. I really know that. Do you know how I know that? Because I've been there. In 2007, I listened to a guy preach a message very similar to this. And I was like, wow, great. What a great message. Only in the last year has this truly opened up to me, and probably only the last couple of months, actually, has this truly opened up to me. But had I not heard it the first time, I'd never have been here. And so we've got to just keep preaching this good news, this gospel, the good news of the kingdom. You'll get it. Don't try, don't strive, you'll get it. Ha! I heard such a great quote. This lady comes up to an incredible preacher, and he's a radical preacher of this glorious gospel, the glorious gospel of grace. This lady comes up to him and says, you know, I really wish I could get this message. I really wish I could grasp it. I really wish I could grab it. She'd been sitting in the meetings. He was at a conference. She was sitting in the meetings just hoping that she would get the message. And she went up to him after the first session and said, I've been trying. I really wish I could grasp this message. And he looks into her eyes and he says, don't try and grab this message. Just wait until it grabs you. By the end of the conference, she was inconsolable. She couldn't stop weeping. She had wept for 3 days straight. She couldn't stop. It grabbed her. So I'm not forcing anything on you. I pray that the Holy Spirit would grab you.
I just keep on remembering, this is just in closing, but religion is a form without power. And we are powerful because of who God has given us. And God has activated His church, you and I, to be witnesses wherever we go. So can we just stand, and I'm just going to prophesy over us now, and let's just agree, as Jamie said, and let's just believe, and let's really believe that God is so in love with you, but He's also in love with the lost. He's also in love with the sinners. He's also in love with the people that you come into contact with. And God, we are ambassadors of Christ, that wherever we go, there's a fragrance and a perfume that is radiated from your lives in your workplaces, in the shopping centers, in the restaurants. And Lord Jesus, I just proclaim and I just pray right now for hands of this congregation, every person's hands. We can just raise our hands that wherever we go, whatever we do, we will prosper in the name of Jesus. That Jesus, I see some of you just laying hands on the sick and people getting healed, and even you being surprised at the power that is going to come out of your hands. I almost see somebody that's got a relative that's sick in bed, and as you lay hands on that relative will be healed because of the power that will flow out of your hands. I just thank you, Lord. I thank you for financial release. I just see financial breakthrough coming through to our lives. I thank you, Lord, that buckets and buckets of heaven would pour over and over our lives. I thank you, Lord, for opportunities. There's going to be a lady who's going to have two opportunities to share the goodness of God. And from those people that she shares the goodness of God, that those people would receive salvation, and those people will influence many, many people's lives. I just see I see children coming into revelations of Jesus like they have never had before. I see teenagers running to the cross because they cannot find a better power that would satisfy them than the love of Jesus. I just see companies rejoicing together because of the finances and the prosperity that is going to come because of this church, because of you people, every single one of you. If I could name your names now, I would. Because of the light of the face of Jesus that is going to radiate from you, church. And so I just proclaim this in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. And all people said, Amen. There's coffee and tea, and you can go and help yourself to fellowship. Oh.